Welcome to the Red Cloud Research Roundup, hosted by Red Cloud Financial Services. It is September 19th. Joining us from the Red Cloud Securities Research Team is mining analyst Timothy Lee. Today, he's digging into news from Tempest Resources and Luminex Resources. Tim, over to you.
Hello, and thank you for the warm welcome. Welcome to episode 20 of Red Cloud's Research Roundup podcast. Last week, we had the opportunity to visit the Elizabeth Black Dome Gold Project in British Columbia, belonging to Tempest Resources. That's TMR on the ASX or TMRR on the TSX Venture Exchange. Tempest is a Red Cloud investment banking client, and the firm owns shares. We visited both the past-producing Black Dome mine and mill, as well as the exploration stage Elizabeth property. We had the chance to view the mill and tailings, as well as the company's camp and core storage facilities and the current drilling activity at Elizabeth. Overall, we came away with a positive impression of the project, which we also note is located in an area in southern British Columbia that has a lot of current activity with multiple gold exploration companies and operating mines nearby. I would point out three main highlights from our visit. First, both properties have good infrastructure access with roads leading right to the properties and the drilling area. As well, we were struck by the excellent condition of the Black Dome Mill. This mill last operated in the early 1990s, but the physical condition is surprisingly good. The company has been conducting studies to determine what would be required to bring this back into operation. Finally, the company has had good exploration success at Elizabeth, where drilling in late 2021 encountered a new vein called the Blue Vein, in addition to other veins that are being expanded through the current drill program. Next, I will also mention Luminex Resources, that's LR on the TSX Venture Exchange. Luminex is a Red Cloud investment banking client. We have a buy rating and a 225 target price on Luminex. Luminex reported positive drilling results from its flagship Condor project in Ecuador. The assay results are from four of five holes drilled in the Condor North area, which was the subject of a PEA completed last year. These holes have delineated an additional 200 meters of strike on the newly discovered and recently named Cuyas West structure and resulted in the discovery of a new mineralized structure called Ruiz. Ruiz is parallel to the high-grade Camp deposit, and the style of mineralization appears to be identical. Highlights include 7.7 grams per ton gold over 4 meters and 2.13 grams per ton gold over 22 meters, including a higher grade portion of 5.5 grams over 4 meters. We view these results positively as continued exploration efforts have expanded on multiple mineralized structures and led to additional discoveries. We also point out that all of these areas are outside the existing resource envelope. Looking ahead, in addition to testing Cuyas West and Ruiz, Luminex plans to conduct approximately 2,000 meters of step-out and infill drilling at the Camp deposit. We might also look for drilling results from the company's Orchideus project, where JOGMEC is funding work under an earn-in agreement, as well as drilling at the El Hito copper moly target in central Condor.
Thanks for listening to the Red Cloud Research Roundup podcast. We hope you enjoyed the dive into recent notable mining news. Remember, you can join us every Monday for new episodes. And as always, you can head over to redcloudsecurities.com for full disclosures and to sign up to our email list. That's it for this episode. See you next time.